Local veterinarian Gene Olson and a group of other Citizens for Clean Air members installed the electrostatic precipitator device in the wood stove pipe at Olson's North Pole Clinic last week. Olson says it's awaiting final check
to make sure that it's centered right and isn't going to arc. I haven't lit the fire in my stove to check that yet, but I'm planning to do that this week. And we're working on getting some instruments to test the emissions in all different conditions this winter.
Olson received the $2,000 Swiss-made unit called an Eco Tube from company representative Nico Lauer. Lauer traveled to Fairbanks last week to deliver and help install the stack-mounted device, which creates a low-power electric field inside the stovepipe.
And this electric field basically ionizes the particles that go through it. They get charged electrically, and because of the electric charge, it gets attracted to the chimney and deposits there. It takes up all the fine dust out of the smoke.
Electrostatic precipitator technology has a long history of use in power plants and other industrial applications. The Eco Tube residential size unit has been available for 6 years, but only in the U.S. since September. Lauer says two others have been installed in the United States, but thousands are in use in several other countries. And it should work here, too.
We have no doubts whatsoever that's going to function right away. My recommendation is that you do probably a season's worth of testing to get the assurance that this thing operates well.
We don't have the information necessary to really evaluate its functioning under our conditions.
North Star Borough Air Quality Control Commission Vice Chair Kathy Cahill has a Ph.D. in atmospheric science and 3 decades experience studying air pollution. She says proving the effectiveness of the Eco Tube will require thorough local testing.
Yes, they've used it other places in the world, but they don't have a long track record of working with the kinds of fuels we work with. So I'm definitely interested in seeing how this is actually going to function.
Cahill applauds the citizen science project that Dr. Olson and Citizens for Clean Air have undertaken in North Pole. She says the borough does not have the capacity to test the Eco Tube.
At the moment, having people watch what's happening at Jeannie Olson's house in terms of how the ESP works is going to be a key first step, and then we can try to see if we can apply for grants for pilot projects.
EcoTube's Lauer says the company has already gotten the unit certified in other countries and is willing to go through the process in the U.S.
If there's issues about certification by the EPA, we'll be delighted to do it. Needless to say, it's approved around the other countries in the world where people are using it.
The technology was brought to local attention by Borough Assembly member Lance Roberts, who sponsored an ordinance to allow people who install the devices on their stovepipes to be able to operate them during local burn bans triggered by poor air quality. The measure, which is pending before the Assembly, also proposes that qualifying residents be able to be reimbursed the cost of the device through a borough-subsidized program. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.